WW4SDS.
But I shouldn't be too long, 10 minutes
or so. That's all good, man. I'm just so excited. This will be my first in-person meeting. And I got to talk to another fellow ham that's on his way into SWJ, I believe, if I write it down right. He's a member of the Bars Club. He's Scott. He's going to be up there, too. So after talking to him, I decided to pack a power supply. But I'm all set and ready, my friend. Stay here waiting.
I know Scott, he's quickly becoming one of our more technical assets. He's a real smart guy, IT background, so he's going to be helping out with some of the stuff with, the net report and the net pre-net check-in, that side of things.
Sounds good. I didn't know all that, but he was mobile when I talked to him, and he said he was heading there, so he'll probably beat us there. So anyway, that's great, but I'm just looking forward to it. But all right, be safe driving there, Ben, and I'll be standing by and waiting on it. You know where I park, so I'll see you when you get here. Just be careful driving.
No problem. I'm in the hall. I hope you can hear me, but yeah, I'll be there in 5 to 10 minutes. K4DZEW. Very monitoring.
Roger that, my friend. W4SX, I'll be clear monitoring.
WL Mobile.
ZEW Mobile. What's going on, Leroy? Headed downtown?
Heading to the meeting, just left the house, so I should be there 20 or so minutes.
I've got an ETA about 6:25, 6:30. So we might be able to get in there, get everything all set up, ready to go on time.
Sounds good. Yeah. So how you been doing?
There, staying busy and, keeping my mind occupied and learning new stuff, hanging in there.
Good deal. Yeah, I've been keeping busy myself, and the NBA a week and a half or so ago, a couple Fridays ago, I guess now. But I'm slowly bouncing back to that. I had a guy trying to depot me just behind the driver's door of a pickup truck.
You're otherwise doing okay?
Taking back pain going on, but otherwise I'm doing okay. Unfortunately, it wasn't my truck. It was a company truck I was driving, so that was one of the better things about it anyways. The guy was at fault. He crossed over the center and coming out of the parking lot, didn't get into the turn lane, decided to get in the lane I was in.
Very unwise, but I know you got your truck set up the way you want it. That would probably be hard to replicate.
That it would be. Especially the way truck prices are nowadays.
We all know it. I'm gonna run this one I have as long as I can. Hope to get another 5 years out of it.
I'm playing with this one. Anyways, I'm coming down here towards the intersection of Lee and Wade Hampton, and I'm going to get to the shadow of Paris, so I better sign for now. And I'll see you here in a little while at the meeting.
I'm about to head into a dip, a little valley thing. So I will catch you in about 30 minutes. KO4ZEW monitoring.
G5WLL, clear monitor.
KO4PXB.
Have a good day, Lloyd, before I get in the shadow and get into the repeater. We're heading to the Blue Ridge meeting, but we will talk to you later down the line, sir.
Yep, my day was going good. That's it. I heard y'all in there talking. Thought I'd wish y'all both a great day. It's KO4P XB Mobile and Monitoring.
For ZEW Mobile, it's Ben. Long time, Lloyd. No speed. Is you on the way home from work?
Yes, sir. Had a major disaster with a laptop where a user had to get back up and running, so got that resolved. It's probably about 15 minutes ago, so I'm definitely en route to the house.
Drop it and get it out of there.
Yep, that's why I send out the email at least twice a month or more about saving stuff to the OneDrive, because one of their files and information went corrupt on it, so they were using it off their local PC, and so I said to look in their OneDrive, and the old file was in their OneDrive, but they hadn't updated. I'm going, that's why I always recommend people working out of their OneDrive instead of working off the PC, because we don't back up the local PC, only OneDrive.
Where I work IT at the GE plant off Garlington, we had to implement a policy that said we are not responsible for user data. And if you didn't save it to your network share, there was nothing we could do, because we were getting, if the drive was fried, we'd hand the drive to the manager and say, send it to SpinRite. If you want to spend the 10 grand and get that data, that's up to you. But at DeskSide, we had to just cut off, any ownership of user data.
Yep, because if you send that money off, there's no guarantee what kind of data you're going to, how good the data you're going to get back.
Well, no, true. At the time, SpinRite was between $200 and $2,000 just for the assessment, and then they would figure out how much they would have to do to recover the drive and give you the actual recovery estimate after that.
Yeah, that's definitely not worth it. I had a user on Thursday. It wasn't intentional to stress them out, but they pretty much gave me just such a blanket information of something to look for. They wanted a file restored from 7 years ago. They had no idea what the name of the folder or the file was. So I told them, I said, I'm sorry, but if you don't give me some place to look, of a name, and more likely 7 years ago, it's not going to be there anyway. But with no name, I was like, that's pretty much not even going to work. You're not even going to begin to look.
That's like saying, oh, my file was on the SharePoint. Okay. I'm almost at my destination, so I'm going to jump. Catch up with you just briefly, Lloyd, and KO4ZEW, I will be clear.
Please be careful, it's KO4PXB.